Okay, today's Daf Mem Beis. We are on the beginning of Mem Beis by the Mishnah. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Mishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Mishamash and Avin Aliyah. Okay, here we go. Hamafkid Mos Eitzel Chaveiro. If somebody asks somebody to watch money, right? Give you money to watch. So Tzraran, if you bundle it up, V'hishpil la'achorov, and you throw it behind your shoulder. Oh, or shemasram libno ubito haktanim, or you give it to little kids to watch it for you. V'noal b'fneim shelo karoi, and you close the door, you lock the door in an improper way. So obviously, chayev your chayev. Now, the first case, not so obvious. Why am I chayev? I throw the money behind me. What did I do wrong? So the Gemara will discuss that. Giving it to kids, obviously, giving it to kids that don't have das to watch something carefully, you're going to be responsible. Shalosh shimer kederach hashomrim, because he didn't watch it the way normal people watch something. V'im shimer kederach hashomrim, but if you did watch it the way normal people watch something, then pater, you are pater. Fine, very simple Mishnah. Actually, some got it today. Bishlom akulu shalosh shimer kederach hashomrim. I understand that if you don't watch something the way it's supposed to be watched, you are chayiv. Ela tsararon, but if you bundled it up, v'shpil l'achorav, and threw it behind you, might have a little method. What do you do wrong? What's wrong with that? So, Amar Rava, Amar Vitzchak, Amar Kra, it says, by Meiser Sheni, v'tsarata ha-kesef biyadecha. And you should bundle up the kesef in your hand. Af al pi she tsarurin, even though it's bundled, yiyu, biyadecha. It should be in your hand. In other words, don't throw it behind you. Bamer of Yitzchak, la'olam, always, yehei kaspo shel adam matzoi biyado. The money should always be available in your hands. Shenemar, because it says, v'tzarata hakesef biyadecha. And the money was tied up in your hand. The money should be tied up in your hand.
So you can't put it in the safe?
So I'm not 100% sure what that means. I think, because we're going to see in a minute that you're supposed to bury it. The best place to put money to hide is to bury it. Not in the mattress, not in the... to bury it in those days. So what does that mean? In your hand. So what I think it means, we're going to get to that. What I think
accessible.
It means... What?
Accessible.
No. No. So when you throw it behind you, it's bedavka not biyadecha.
Right.
So that's a problem. If you bury it, that's a good shmira. You put it in the bank, that's a good shmira. But to put it in the bundle and throw it behind you, that's bedavka bad shmira. Now that we spoke about money, so the Gemara goes off on a little bit of a tangent. V'amar Yitzchak, la'olam yashlish adam es ma'osav. A person should diversify his assets. Shlish b'karka, a third in karka. Shlish b'prakmatia, a third in business. Goods, really. Ushlish tachas yado. And a third, keep nearby. Right, a third have available. Right? What? Yeah, the Marsha says each one of the three has a mile that the other two don't have. For example, karka has a chrayis. If you buy karka, you can't get stolen, it can't get lost. Yeah, it's there. Yeah. What? Pragmatia is better because you can make more money. Some hot item, right? You get in at the beginning, you can make a killing, and having cash available is always a good idea. Have cash available.
Right. Stocks and cash.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next, Vamar Yitzchak, ein bracha mitzuya ela bedaver hasamui min ha'ayin. Yitzchak says a bracha is only possible from something that's concealed from the eye. If it's concealed from the eye, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's a bracha only something concealed from the eye. So Rashi. Rashi says, "What? That's the Marsha says, so there shouldn't be an ayin hara. The problem is, the Torah's Chaim asks, in a minute, we're going to say that a person's going to make a tefillah for himself when he's going down to his field. So he's not going to give an ayin hara to himself. So what does that mean? So that can't be pshat. The pshat is Hashem doesn't work in public ways. If you're going to get some bracha or something, it's always quietly."
I think it's written something that in during war times they buried everything. Everything was
Yeah, we're going to get to the berry, but you hear what he's saying? The bracha, that you're talking about saving. Talking about the bracha. The bracha will only come when something's not, when something's concealed. So the Rabbi Marsha says, because it shouldn't be an ayin hara. Taurus Chaim says it's hard to say that, because in a minute we're going to say it about himself. A guy's going to say it about himself. So an ayin hara, he can give himself an ayin hara. Okay. No one gives himself an ayin hara. So
isn't it that it's not what you see that gives you the bracha, but other qualities of it, like, you know, you have food, the bracha is in the flavor, not looking at it.
Right, so it's like by Elisha, right? The Taurus Chaim quotes Elisha. They told Elisha, told that woman, close the door. Close the door when you pour that oil, so no one should see what you're doing. Right. Why? Because miracles and bracha are always hidden.
Right.
Okay. Shenemar, like it says, Yitzav Hashem Oscha, Yitzav Hashem, where is it? Yitzav Itcha Es HaBracha Ba'asamecha. What's Asamecha? Asamecha is a lashon of Samui. It really means a trough. But it's very similar to the word Samui in Aramaic, anyway. So that makes a play on the words.
Hidden.
Hidden storage places, right. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Right, it doesn't mean a trough. It means a storage place. But it's hidden, fine. That's where it is. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. No. Eina bracha matzoi ela bedavar. Eina bracha matzoi ela bedavar she'ein ha'ayin sholetetz bo. There's no bracha unless on something which the ayin doesn't rule over. Shenemar, like it says, Yitzav Hashem Itcha Es HaBracha Ba'asamecha. So it sounds like it says the exact same thing. So you have to figure out what exactly is the distinction over here. Others say there is no distinction. It's just, say, it's a very similar idea.
He's backing it up with a
price. No. Before we said bracha, now we said the ain't I in sholeit. One was said in the positive, one was said in the negative. You're only going to have a bracha if it's hidden. The next one said, you're only not going to have a ayin hara if it's hidden. What's the difference? Right? Sounds like it's the same thing. One's in the positive, one's in the negative. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, haholech lamud es gorano. If someone goes down to count, to measure and to count his granary, Omer, he should say, Yiritam mufanacha Hashem Elokeinu shetishlach bracha b'masi yadenu. That I should have a bracha in what I'm about to do. So he's giving ayin hara to himself.
No.
Of course not. Hizchil lamud, when he starts to count, Amri, you should say, Baruch HaSholech Bracha B'Kriyazeh. Blessed is the one who gives a bracha to this pile. Modad, V'yachakach Birech, but if he counted it already, Harez Et Tfil HaShav. That's a Tfil HaShav. Why is it Tfil HaShav? L'fi She'ein HaBracha Metzuya, because the bracha is not found, Lo B'Davar HaShakol, not with something counted already, Lo B'Davar HaMadud, not with something measured, Lo B'Davar HaManui, not with something counted again? Yeah, something with a number. Only something that's hidden. In other words, if I already go down and I count, how many pianos do I have? Okay, one. So what's Hashem going to do for me? Give me another piano? Make a miracle and have two pianos in the room? How can he do that? That's a little bit of an exaggerated case. How many apples do I have in my refrigerator? So if I don't count, Hashem can make as many as he wants. Once I count them, then it's already public knowledge. What can Hashem do for me? Same thing over here. Once you've counted how much stock inventory you have, what can Hashem do for you? If you didn't count it, Hashem can increase it. You won't even realize. Once I count it, how can Hashem increase it? By him increasing it, he's doing it in public. I already counted it. And that's something that's not Samim and Ayin. Hashem doesn't work that way.
Also, brachas are over less yasa.
No, not, it's not a bracha like a bracha bar priyadama.
No, but it's a bracha.
No. It's a bracha. Hashem, give me good parnasa.
Right.
So once your paycheck is in your hand, oh Hashem, you should give me good parnasa. We already got the paycheck.
Right. Too late.
So, too late to make that request, right? It's too late. As long as you didn't count, it's not too late.
Right.
There's nothing here that was said was so shocking, right?
No.
Now we get to Amar Shmuel. Ksafim, money, ein lehem shmira ela bakarka. The only place you can really be a good shmira on money is with Beriat. Amar Rava, Umode Shmuel, Shmuel would admit the Erev Shabbos, if it's Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, right before Shabbos I come and I deposit money by you and I ask you to watch it. And I don't have time. Dolawach Rihuhu Rabbanon. And the Rambam, I don't know, Rabbana didn't require me now, Erev Shabbos, 10 minutes before Shabbos, to go dig a hole and go bury your money. You don't have to do that. Vishah l'matzei Shabbos, shir l'mikbarinhu. But if I waited on matzei Shabbos, the shir of burying, v'lo kavrinhu, and I didn't bury it, then chayev. Then I'm chayev. Right? Now the Gemara says a very difficult line. V'i tzur b'merabananhu, but if it's a Talmid Chacham, this fellow who asked me to what the owner, I'm not going to bury the money so fast. Because maybe he needs the money. Savar dilma mi boile zuze la avdalta. Maybe he needs the money for Havdalah. So I'm not going to bury the money yet because he might come back. Matzah Shabbos, oh, I gave you all that money. I need a few dollars for Havdalah. Rashi doesn't say anything. Right? What does that mean he needs the money for Havdalah? The mafkid, meaning the owner. Shehu chered al mitzvahs havdalah al akos. He's very machbid to make havdalah on a kos. Amar hashomer dilma mi boyle zuzi la avdalta. Maybe he'll need the money for havdalah. Lahani lo kavrinu upat. Lahachi lo kavrinu upater. Therefore, I'm not going to bury it. He might come back right after Shabbos. Oh, I forgot to buy wine. I need wine for havdalah. So isn't that a din? Do you have to have wine for havdalah?
Yeah.
What do I mean? If he's a special person that needs wine, you have to make... Okay, so... What does that mean?
Maybe he uses Chamar Medina instead.
Right.
So if you use Chamar Medina, you don't necessarily need them.
Interesting. I didn't think of that. I was wondering, like, what's going on here? Okay.
I don't know.
What did he say? I'm
sorry. He said maybe he was always... Maybe everybody uses Chamar Medina. But he was machmed to use wine. So he's, you know what? I'll save a few dollars. I'll save the money for him. Maybe he'll come up to Shabbos and needs the money for wine. He's a Talmid Chacham after all. But Idna, listen to this. Idna, now, the Shechiri Gushushoi, now you have these guys that walk on the beach with those metal detectors, detecting metal.
Right.
So they didn't have metal detectors back then, that they would touch the ground, and they would listen to the sounds.
Right.
So if it sounded funny, they knew there's something there. So now you have guys like that. Ein lehem shmir ela b'shmei korah. The only place to hide the money is in the beams of your house. Voidna, now, the shchichi furumoi. Now you have furumoi. What a furumoi. Rashi says, Shovre HaTikra, housebreakers, right? Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel says, what kind of word is furumoi? So Rabbeinu Chananel says it comes from the pasuk, Begadav yeyu furumim. Your clothing should be torn, like a matorah, right? Your clothing should be torn. Like you're ripping or you're tearing or you're breaking the house. The Gilyon HaShat says that furoi means a mask, right? It means a bandit, a robber who wears a mask to conceal his face. So they come to your house and they put a gun to your head and they say, show me where the money is, right? What are you going to do, not show them? So now you have people like that coming around. Ein lehem shmira ela b'nei arub urbe. The only place to hide it is in between the bricks. So if you hold it, so a guy with a pistol holding you up, what exactly does it help if it's put in the bricks? If you say it's a guy breaking the house, he's going to bang on the beams to see if it's money there. He'll hear it. I'll move him to the bricks. But if it's a robber, what does moving it to the bricks help? He'll ask you the same question, right? He'll hold you up and he'll say, where's the money? It's not in the beams. All right, so where is it? Oh, it's in the bricks. How does that help you?
No, because you'll say you don't have it and you won't be able to find it because it's in the bricks.
You'll find it if it's in the beams. Okay, maybe. Amar Rava, I hear. Amar Rava, Moda Shmuel, Bekosel, in the wall. Voidna, now, the Shrihi Tifuchai, there are people that can somehow figure out if it's in the bricks also. One tefach in the ground and one tefach in the beam. Apparently, I didn't know what this meant. I looked it up in the art scroll. So if it's very, very close to the ground, then when you bang on it, it doesn't make noise. So you can't detect it. So then it's a safe place to hide it. Over there in Psachim, we learned the following. If something fell on top of chametz, a building collapsed, and it fell on top of chametz, harehu kimavur. It's as if it's destroyed. You don't have to go hire a excavation removal to go get that chametz. You don't have to do that. It's already considered removed. Reshuring a little more, kol she'en ha-kelev yachol l'chapeis achrov. It's only true if a dog can't get to it. V'kama, v'tana, kama chafishas kelev, how much can a dog get to? Gimel tvachim, three tvachim. So if the pile of rubble is deeper than three tvachim, even a dog won't go there. Even a dog's not going to bother. If it's a tiny little thing, a dog will clear it away himself. Then you have to clear it away yourself as well. But if it's so deep, a dog won't bother, you don't have to bother either. Mai, what's the halacha? But the halacha what? Regarding hiding money. Right, Rashi says, l'inyan shmiras ksafim. How deep do you have to hide it? Also more than three tvachim? Mi b'inan shalosha tvachim olo? Do I require three tvachim or not? Amalei hasam mishum recha. There, the reason why you need three tvachim is because of the smell of the chametz. So be'inan gimel tvachim. So it's a three tvachim, if it's three tvachim deep, the rubble's three tvachim high, the smell's very, very muted, and the dog's not going to bother. That's good enough. Hacha, but over here, mishum achsuye me'enei. All doing is hiding it. Lo be'inan gimel tvachim. You don't have to hide it three tvachim, right? You don't have to bury it 20 feet deep, not even three tvachim deep. The kama, how much do you have to bury it? Amar Rafram Misikra, Rafram from Sibkra said, Tefach, a Tefach. Okay? Good? Very good. Hahu Gavra, there was a fellow, the Ifkid Zuze Gabi Chavre. He asked, I asked you to watch my money. Now, Osvine Bitsrifa de Urbani, you put it in a, some kind of basket made out of Aravos. Rashi says, right? Some kind of basket made out of
it says here it's a hut.
A hut, okay. Made out of willow branches, right. Igna, then it got stolen. The one that got stolen, Amar Yosef. Now, Afal Gavtil Inyan Ganavi Nitirusahu, even though regarding watching it from robbers, that was a good place to put it. Because who's going in there? That little hut. So that was a safe place to put it. However, Lidyan Nura Pshiyusahi, regarding a fire, that was a foolish thing to do. Because that place could catch on fire. It's so flammable. That was a very poor choice of hiding. That would be a case of Tchilasa B'Pshia. You started off putting it in a wrong place, but that's not what happened. That's not why it got damaged. It got damaged because it got stolen. And for stealing, it was a good hiding place. So tchilasa b'pshia for v'sofa b'ones yechayev. V'ika the amri af agavtil inyan nura p'shiusahi. Even though it was a foolish thing to do, it was a posheya. It was negligence regarding fire. Lidin ganavi regarding theft nitirusahi. It was a good place. That was a good idea. Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'ones is potter. V'hilchasa. And the halacha is, Tchilasa b'pshia, v'sofe ba'ones, is chayev. Behold your chayev. What?
Strict liability.
It's not strict liability, it's strict liability. Does that make any sense?
Depends.
So when I gave you the example on Shabbat, it's the same thing with the car. If I'm driving a car, right, I'd go drive a car, and my car doesn't have a taillight. Now, is that negligence to drive a car without a taillight? 1,000% it is. Can't drive a car without a taillight. People can't see behind you. 100% is negligence to drive without a taillight. But that's not why the accident happened. The accident happened because somebody went through a stop sign and hit me. Or I went through a stop sign and hit him. That has nothing to do with the taillight.
You rob a bank, right? So is the cop on the way gets an accident and dies.
1 minute.
Are you liable for murder?
What? That's a different reason. First of all, even England took that away. England removed that.
But
right?
America didn't.
So you hear? It's tchilasa b'pshia. I went out of my car without a taillight. That's a pshia. But the accident happened because of some other thing. But the Gemara just said, Tchilas v'pshia, v'sofi v'onis is chayiv. Does that make any sense?
But it's not that pshia case.
What?
Here, it's a pshia.
Let's see what Tosva says. The bottom Tosva. Tosva says, V'chein muchach b'shili ha'polim. T'hilchaza, t'chayiv, y'chayiv also, t'parach ha'baya, y'hachit, t'chilas v'pshia, v'sofi v'onis, hu v'chayiv. Okay, he just brings another case. V'chein muchach, Reish Perchakones. Tosfos says there are other places in Shas where it seems to be that Tchilasa B'Pshia V'Sofi B'Onis is Chayev. Now Tosfos says V'Dafka, that's only Hecha Shiyachol Lios She'ones Lo Hayinira. The Ones wouldn't have happened Im Lo Pasha Tchila if not for the Pshia. Right? In other words, in my case with the car, the onus would have happened regardless of the pshia. Here, it wouldn't have happened regardless of the pshia. Because if I wouldn't have put it into a place that's flammable, it never would have gotten stolen.
Why?
Because it wouldn't have been there. It would have been somewhere else. So the what? No, not about the taillight.
That's why it's pshia.
No.
The taillight, if I have a broken taillight, that had nothing to do with the onis. So therefore, of course I'm chai. Of course I'm putter.
Unless the car hit me, so they couldn't see your...
Okay, but we're not talking a case like that. Because that's not the case I gave. That's not this case either.
Exactly.
But here, if I wouldn't have put it in the basket, I wouldn't have done the pshia, the onis never would have happened. I wouldn't have happened, because it wouldn't have been there.
There is a proximate cause.
So it is a proximate cause. And therefore you are chayiv.
Is that contributory negligence?
What do you mean?
Because you fact that you put it in the halacha.
So that, yes. In America, we would say yes. So no such thing in halacha. Right? Aval pasha bay, aval pasha bo, but if you were negligent, the yad says la agam, and then let's say you were negligent and it goes out to the swamp, umesa, and then you didn't bring it back home, or it dies there, potter, then you're potter. Why? The malach amavis, malach amalachasim, because we had that gemara, right?
Right.
What's the difference between the malach amavis is? So why don't we say the same thing, right? We don't say tzrasu b'shia v'sofei ba'ones is chayev. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because the pshia didn't cause the death. What caused the death? The malach amavis. What's the difference where he goes, the malach amavis? That's the case of the taillight.
Your time's up.
Right. You hear that?
So you say you can apply that to anything.
Right. So it depends. Now you have to look at the facts of the case. So if the pshia causes or contributes to the ones, then tchilas of b'shia v'sof of ones is chayiv. If it doesn't contribute, like the malach amavis, how does that contribute? The malach amavis can go wherever he wants. It does no contributing factor, therefore you're putter. That's why the case is agam, you're putter. So yeah, but you pshia because you took it out over there. That's not why it died. It died because the malach amavis came. Natural causes, we call that. That's nothing to do with the pshia. And therefore you're putter in that case. In the case of the tailor, you'd also be putter, right? I have broken tail, it's a pshia. That's not what the accident has nothing to do with the accident. It's so far removed from the accident. Therefore, you're putter. In the case of the basket, you're chayiv, the hut. Why? What'd you put into a hut for? That's a foolish thing to do. That was negligence. The onus happened. That's exactly what it means. Tchilas of pshia, but so for bonus. If not for that, it wouldn't have happened. Good? Makes a lot of sense. Right? Okay. It hold what?
Facts are correct.
But you know the famous law. If you have the facts on your side, you bang the facts. If you have the law on your side, you bang the law. And if you have nothing on your side, you bang the table. Right? That's what lawyers do, right? Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Ikbid Zuze, Gabi Chavre. He let give money to somebody and he said, Amale Havli Zuze, where's the money? Amale, look at Nanhechas Vina, I don't know where I put it. He doesn't say he didn't give it. I don't know what I did with it. I lost it. Also, look, I made the Rava. Amalei kol lo yadana pshiusi zil shlim. That's the pshia. But I don't know what I did with it. You admit he gave it to you. You admit you watched. You don't know where you put it. That's a pshia. You have to pay. Hahu gavre. There was a guy. The ikbid zuze gabi chavre. That, listen to the story. He gave money to someone else, to his friend to watch. Ashleminhu leime. He gave the money to his mother. In other words, the shomer gave the money to his mother, and the mother lived in their house. She lived with them in the house. Vosvinu bikar talisa, and she put it in some bureau, some wardrobe or something. V'igniv, and it got stolen. It got stolen. So I'm a rava. Hechi nidayin edina lahaidina. How are we going to judge this case? Name a little didday. If we say to the shomer, zil shalim, go pay. Amar is going to say, why should I pay? Call hamafkin aldas. Kol hamafkid, any time there's a mafkid, al das ishta ubanav hu mafkid. The wife and the family members are included. So I gave it to my mother. That's included. Right? And then what happened? It got stolen. And I'm not chayev on stealing because I'm a chomer chinam. And ashinam chinam is pater on gneva. So what do you want from me? Right? Namely Leime, say to the mother, Zil Shlimu, go pay. Why should she pay? because it was a posheya. By putting it in the wardrobe, she should have buried it. Right? She was a posheya. That's what she should pay. It's not a case of gneva. It's a case of pshia. You can't leave the money out in the front porch with a big sign saying money, and then say, "Oh, it got stolen." I can't do that. Amr, well, she'll say like this: Lo amarli delav di de ninu. I didn't know it wasn't his money. The akbarinu that I should bury. I didn't know. I thought it was his money. I thought my son was giving me his paycheck. I didn't know it was someone else's money. If it was someone else's money, I would have buried it like I'm supposed to. I didn't know that. Name a lay, so that we'll say to the shomer, Amailo Amartala. Why did you tell her? Why didn't you tell her that it's her money? That it's not your money? So Amar, he said, Kolshkin dechia mina leila didi ninu tve mizdahar nabuhu. I thought for sure she'd watch my money better than someone else's money. For sure. Just the opposite. I didn't tell her on purpose. I thought she'd treat my money like it's the king's money. And someone else is okay.
She was not made to be a shomer.
Correct. But he asked her to.
Therefore.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's a pesheya, yes.
What?
He was pesheya. He shouldn't have given it to her. That's why he's chayav.
But we say that you're allowed to give it to your family members.
You can give it to your family members, but he was the actual shomer that was responsible.
Correct. But he didn't do it. He didn't do any negligence. He didn't do anything wrong.
When you give it to a shomer and his family.
Right, so he didn't do anything wrong. So that's why we don't know what to do with this case.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, where am I up to? El Amar, no. El Amar Rava, Misha Tava Ihu Dahanu Zuze, Ashlimu Li'ime. He will swear that he gave that money to his mother, right? The mother can't testify about that because she doesn't have any idea if that's true or not. The son will make an oath that she gave this money to his mother. Umishtabana ime, and the mother will swear dahanu zuze osvinhu bekart leisa, and that she put it in the wardrobe the ignuv and it got stolen upater, and everybody's pater.
So it does not have to be buried in this case.
What?
It does not have to be buried in this case.
Correct. Why? Because the only reason it has to be buried is because she could say, I didn't know it was Shomer's money. I didn't know it was money from someone else. I thought it was my son's money. She has to swear to that. He didn't tell me. So therefore, I didn't know I was a Shomer. Therefore, I put it in the wardrobe. That would be Pshia. But it wasn't Pshia because I didn't know.
So this raises the question. If she would have put her own money in this wardrobe, does she have to have more Shmira for somebody else's money than her own money?
That's a good question. I don't know. What were you saying, Shia?
Does he also get a shul that's not in his possession?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we said that. It's one of the Rishonim says that. He has to also sort of in his possession, which is always have to. He has to say that. The problem with this case is, the problem with this...
Nobody that follows him, he swears that it was stolen.
Right.
That's where he was stolen, because he has no knowledge that it was stolen.
Correct. This case is one of the reasons why you should never, a shomer shouldn't give it to a shomer. Or if they do give it to a shomer, say what's going on. Yeah. No, I didn't say it because I thought it was. I didn't say it. It'll be bet. Everyone has cheshbonos. In the meantime, it got stolen.
It's better off that if he would have told his mother it was someone else's money. And then
presumably, then she would have buried it. That's what she says. I would have known that. I would have buried it. Right? I didn't know. So you can go all day with this. So that's why this is in the Gemara. We don't know what to do with this case. Another similar type of thing now.
Mother's Day will be tough.
Hu apotropa. There was an apotropos, the Yasme, of Yisomim, the Zavan Lahu Torah, Liasme. He bought a cow or an ox for the Yisomim, Umasar Labakra, and he gave it to the shepherd. And the shepherd is a Shomer Sachar. The guy's hired to watch the sheep.
Yeah.
The apotropos is not a Shomer anything. He's not a Shomer. He's an apotropos. He like stands in the shoes of the Yisomim. But he gives it to the Shomer Sachar, the shepherd. V'lohave le kibi vishini. It didn't have teeth to eat. Lemechal to eat. Umis, and it died. The shard died. It died. Amale amar rabbi bar chama hechi nidainu dina lahay dina. How are we going to decide this case? Namale la apotropos. If we're going to tell the apotropos zil shlim, you have to pay back the Yisomim, you bought a, a worthless piece of car. You bought a worthless ox. You bought an ox that was a walking dead ox walking. What kind of thing was that to buy? Amar anala bakra lemisrit. But I gave it to the shepherd. And that's not my job. I'm not an expert in oxen. I don't know what I'm buying. You're right.
You can see it as
he didn't see. It's not my job to see. I gave it to the Shomer Tzachar. It's his job. Nemalei lebakre zil shlem. So you go to the shepherd and say, okay, so you pay. You're a Shomer Tzachar. That was a pshia. Negligence on your part. You have to pay. Amr will say, ana bahade ture akiminza ochla shadaylei. I take food and I throw it in front of all the oxen. And when I come back and all the food's gone. Right? Lo yaviyadina and delaacha. How am I supposed to know it's not eating or not? I put food for all the oxen and I come back, all the food's gone. I assumed it ate it. How am I supposed to know? Everybody's passing the buck. Right? Nemichti. Now 1 minute. This shepherd is a Shomer Tzachar diasmihu. He's a Shomer Tzachar. Right? He's a Shomer Tzachar. He's paid to do, it's a job. He's a paid watchman to watch the sheep. At night, he goes home to his family. And during the day, he gets paid to watch the sheep. Sheep comes with oxen, right? So, Iboile Leyune, it's his job. He can't pass the ball. Oh, I didn't know. No, he can't say that. It's his job to know. Right?
Getting thinner and thinner.
Exactly. It's his job to know. What do you want from the Apotropos? The Apotropos is running the whole household. It's not his job. It's this guy's job. Iboile Leyune, he should have looked. If there would have been a loss to the Yisomim, you're 100% right. It would be the shepherd's responsibility. If there would have been a loss, Hacha Mayaskinan happens to be the case over here. Was Deleka Pseid Diasmi? There was no loss. Why was there no loss? 1 minute. We'll finish the second half of the sentence. Why was there no loss? There was no loss. Dishkachuche lemare latura, because we went back to the owner and said, "You sold us a lemon," and you sold us a lemon, and the owner will say, "Vishakul yasme zuze mine," give back the money. Very good, excellent. So if you give back the money, what's this case about? There's no loss. The owner gave us all the lemon, so he made him whole. Fine. Elaman katoin. So who's tining over here? What's the issue? What's the case about then? Everyone's good. Everyone's happy. You sold me a lemon. I come to you as a lemon. Fine. Here's your money back. Good. That never happens. But if it happens, it's fantastic. Right? So the answer is, more de tore katoin. No, the owner's tining. Who's he tining from? Iboile more de tore katoin. He's tining from the... Who's he tining from? From the apotropos. Iboile lo dion. The apotropos should have told the owner that it was a lemon right from the start.
But you just said that he gets no knowledge. It's not his role.
So the Gemara says, "My modinin le miyada yada dregachtos have." What do you want? I should tell you that you sold me junk? The apotropos should tell the owner, by the way, you sold me junk? That's a crazy thing to say.
It's not his role.
It's not his job. You should know you're selling me junk.
Right.
You should know that. I should know. I should tell you, the owner of the junk is going to the buyer. So how could you buy that from me? What a crazy thing is it? You made me pay. What kind of crazy thing is that? So the Gemara answers. No. We left out the most important fact of all. Bisafsira dezavon mehacha umezaben lahacha. No, you go to the bisafsira dezavon mehacha. Without Mehacha. Safsira is a middleman. You go to the middleman. The middleman's a bot. This owner, the guy who sold the ox, he has no idea. He has no idea. The middleman's supposed to know. The middleman's hacking, buying, selling. He bought from the owner, sold to the apotropos. He's supposed to know.
Those brokers.
The broker, right. So you go back to the owner.
Don't look at me.
You go back to the owner. And the owner, you go back to the owner, and the owner gives you the money back. Then the owner goes to the middleman, the broker, says, your responsibility. You should have known. That's what's going on here. Right?
And the broker will make money on the transaction.
Right.
He pays back his profit.
What?
He pays back his profit also.
Right. So I think the real case is that the that the owner goes to the owner goes to the middleman. In other words, the owner is the middleman. I think that's the case. Correct me if I'm wrong. The owner, he's the one who bought it from this, like, you know, middleman. It's not a middleman, obviously.
Yeah,
he's a buyer and seller, a dealer. He's a dealer.
A dealer, yeah.
Right, he's the main dealer. He's busy all day long. The owner came and bought it from this dealer. Right? So the owner goes back to the dealer and says, "Well, you sold me a lemon. I sold it now. They made me pay it back. Then you pay me back." Hilkach. So what's the case now? Mishtabe ihu dolahave yada. The sirsur, the dealer, will swear he didn't know. He didn't know. Umashalein bakra, and then he will pay the bakra, the shepherd, demei basar bezol. Demei basar, but cheap. What's cheap? Right?
Two-thirds of the market value.
Two-thirds of the market value. Right? Where'd that number come from? So now, we're going to do this long Rashi. It's very long Rashi, but we have to do it. Umashalim bakra demei basar bezol. Who pays the demei bakra? Right?
It says you're the owner.
What?
It says the owner.
The owner. What shaychus does the owner have with the shepherd? None. What do you want from the shepherd? What does it want from the owner? The owner sold it to an apotropos who then gave it to the shepherd, and the shepherd's a shomer sachar. So what are we saying now? The owner is going to bypass the apotropos and pay the shepherd. Right? Is that what the Gemara just said? Right?
No, no. The shepherd pays...
The shepherd pays the owner. The shepherd pays the owner, right? Not the owner. The shepherd pays the dealer.
No, it says the owner.
What?
Says you're the owner.
That means the dealer.
Okay.
That's the safsira.
The middleman?
No, the dealer. There is no middleman. I made a mistake. Did you have a dealer? A dealer? Think of it as the cars. Honda dealership?
Right.
But you don't get it from Honda. You get it from Diamond Plus Leasing.
Right.
Who's that? Someone's cousin.
Right?
So you have the dealer, then you have the one who sold it to you.
Right.
Right? So the dealer is the main guy.
Right.
The dealer sold it to the owner. Well, I don't know what you want to call that guy.
Yeah.
He sold it to the apotropos. The apotropos gave it to the...
agent.
The apotropos gave it to the Shomer Sachar, the shepherd. So the halacha is that the shepherd has to pay, right? Who's he paying? He's paying the Honda, the main dealer.
Right.
Right? But he doesn't have to pay the full value, just two-thirds of it. What's going on? So Rashi says, okay, it's a long Rashi. Tema, ani, minayin, the Rashi of Moshal and Bakra, to make Basar Bazal. Vitemani, minayin l'rami bar chama din zeh. Where do you get this from? Mali l'sasira im haroeh. What connection, what privity, it's called, does the dealer have with the shepherd? There's two other parties in between them. There's the guy who leases it, right? The guy who sold it, and the apotropos. We're coming to the shepherd, to this guy. So Rashi's going to show other cases where you do such a thing, where you skip people. Lo shomer shalom, he wasn't his shomer. He didn't work for the dealer. Venerally de masnisen, da socha parolet me chavero, vishil lacher, umese kedarka, kedam rabiosi, yachzar. Right? The shoel has to return it. Paro labailim. So what do you want from the shoel? He didn't borrow it from the baal. He borrowed it from the socher. V'okim del helachat Rabbi Yosi v'pasman that alma afal pi she'en abailim baal yedvarim shel shoel. Even though the owner has no shaychis to the shoel, there's no privity. Hasocher shehu lo baal dvarim. The socher is the baal dvarim. Right? Ein achaser klum sharei pater ba'onsin. And he's pater in onsin. What do you want from the shoel mazachar? Shoel mazachar is pater in onsin. Afilu hachi ha'ol v'yeshlo din ala shoel legabos yamdu abaylam harishon bimkomo. They stand in his shoes v'govim in ha'shoel, and he can collect from the shoel. Hachanami, so too here ha'ol v'yeshlo yisomim legabos min haroe. Since the yisomim can collect from the roe, because at the end of the day he was wrong, the roe, it's his job.
Yeah.
So we said there was no loss because he's going to get the money back from the buyer, from the seller. Fine, someone's still out. Who's out? Now the seer, sir. Right? The main dealer. Right? Hoel the yesh li yisomim legabas min haroeh. You're going to collect from the roeh. Why? Shu shomer sachar. He's a shomer sachar. Shalahem yamdu bailim. Right? They stand in the shoes of the bailim. The bailim here means the sirser. B'makom ha-yisomim v'govin. And they can collect. Now, by the way, the yisomim don't collect because they didn't get a loss. Because the yisomim turned around, they got the money back from the seller. Where'd they get the money back from the seller from? From the sirser. So now the shepherd has to pay the sirser.
But there's no claim to it.
But it wasn't mekachta. The true value of this animal was worth less because it had no teeth.
Right, so now. So Rashi basically, all he said was, there is a shaykhis between the shepherd and the main dealer. Umihu, ihavi mafsidi yisomim, lohaya osip shara, b'mamon yisomim, l'shalim bezul. If it would have been a loss, the Yisom could never make a pshara, like a two-thirds, some kind of deal. Why? Because diyasmi labanei mechilaninu. They can't make deals. You can't make a deal with the Yisom. There's no such thing. Aval achshav shumagabe labailim. But now, you're going back way up to the top of the chain. The kan ein pshia kol kach. Wasn't such a pshia. The omri, bahadi, tore, akamaisa. I don't know what I'm selling, what I'm buying. I didn't realize. Hilkach, therefore hitalap sharbinayim, you make a pshara, follow yeshalim, call the meashar, kamos chuchai, you don't have to pay for the whole thing, ela, haor, yachzer, labailim, the hide you give back, vabasar, shaman, vishalim, shnei shlishim, you pay two thirds, the hecha, the amrinan, bigamara, meshalim, bezul, call zuza, shuma, kesef, you only pay two thirds of it. Fine, that's where the two thirds comes from. Okay, hahu gavra, next, it's 2 minutes. The Eikbid Keshusa Gabechavre, he left over hops, right? You make beer out of that. Havilele Dide Nami Kari Kid Keshusa. He also had his own hops. So Amalele Lasarsere, he said to his servant, his attendant, or whatever, his attendant, Amalele Lasarsere, Mehai Rami, take from those hops, meaning from my pile. Azal Rami Me'idach, that he took from the other pile. So Amr of Amram, Hechi the Dadena Ladina Lahaidina. How are we going to judge this case? Name the Ludide. If we tell you the Shomer, Zil Shlim, go pay, Amr will say, I'm really Mahai Rami. I told the guy not to take from that pile. I told him not to. Namely Lasarsare, say to the attendant, Zil Shlim, so you should pay. Amr will say, Lo Amali Mahai Rami Mahai Lo Rami. He didn't say take from this and don't take from this. He didn't say anything. He just said take from that. I don't know what he means by that. So I'm not wrong either. So the shaha shir la suyile v'lo asuyile. If the owner, one pile was in Woodmere and the other pile was in Kentucky, and he said go take from that pile, and he goes on a flight and he sees oh he went to Kentucky. He obviously took the wrong one and didn't stop him. Clearly gali daite dinichale. Then clearly you wanted him to do the wrong thing, but but we're talking about a case where that didn't happen. So who's responsible? My psedik, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? V'haka mishtar shile. So you used his, so give back from yours. What's the big deal? What's the kasha? Right? Amar samabre derava, dahave shichra chala. No, it was weaker. One was weaker. It wasn't the same quality.
Turn it to vinegar.
Ravashi amar bekisi. It had thorns on it. Right? Umashalim le demei. Kisi. So you have to pay, right? You have to pay the cheaper value of the hops are with thorns, not beer, because the beer was based on junk. So the answer is it wasn't the same quality, it wasn't the same type of therefore you just say, well, you took from that pile, you give back from the other pile. No, the two piles are not equal, it's not fair. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.